B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Channel Media and Market Research, New England Sports Survey.
The media portion of the survey, this of course being the Channel Media and Market Research New England Sports Survey, published today. At least it was sent to me today. I think you'll probably see it in other places. They'll be distributing the survey results to members of the media if they haven't done so already. All right, here we go. Play-by-play announcer and color analyst on television. Who do you think was number one?
Survey said.
Easy answer. The right answer.
Eck.
X number one, Gorman. Mike Gorman number two, Jerry Remy number three, Tommy Heinsohn with 9% of the vote. Rest in peace, Tommy. Yep. Dave O'Brien is fifth, and Andy Brickley is sixth on the list. But Eckersley and Gorman, the headliners there. Let's see. Favorite local TV sports personality. Again, unaided write-ins. This is just up to the person on the other end to
survey said
answer.
Louis
Felger somehow is number one here, and I disagree with this response.
What do you mean you disagree? It's that he is the favorite.
Have you read the whole section?
Yeah.
They break it out, radio and TV stuff, and they break out.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
He doesn't really do TV anymore.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't do. He's not on any other shows.
He's on TV for 4 hours a day.
That's not that's different. That's the it's our show.
So Felger is one. Tommy Curran is two, Tom Curran three, Trenny Kuznarek four, Lou Merlone five, and he doesn't do a lot of TV work either.
Baseball season.
And Michael Hawley, who's on TV, I think, every day,
yeah,
is there as well. Local TV sports reporters, good answer here.
That's your distinction, not the people at home watching and listening.
The people were given no constraints.
Right. It's an unaided write-in, and Felger's on their TV more than all those other people.
Dan Roach finished number one in local TV sports reporter.
Followed by
Levin Reed, Steve Burton, Kyle Draper, Brian Scalabrini, and Joe Amorsino.
Nice.
Scal reporter?
Again, don't argue with Hardy on that. They're on answer however they want.
He should be on, he's not a reporter. He should be on the Eck TV thing.
Well, sticking in the TV theme, 2020, favorite local TV sports show.
Survey said.
And although I disagree with certain shows being included in this, I will accept the results of the election.
Well, how can you do that?
Felger and Maz finishing first with 22%. And this really says more about the other shows in the market
right. Than
it does about us.
That's true.
Felger Maz, number one, 22%. Zolak and Bertrand, this very program you are listening to and maybe even watching right now, with 16% of the vote, we finish second.
So we're not even
TV shows.
We're not even a TV show.
Or
a radio show.
We finish second, and Felger Maz are not a TV show specifically, and they're one, we're two.
How bad to make these other shows?
Our two shows make up, Hardy, 38% of the response.
Okay, you don't think of it as a TV show, but look at me. It's a TV show.
It's not a radio show that's on TV.
Okay, well, it's still a TV show. I would say we don't belong in this list because I don't think of this as a sports show. Well, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, ketchup and mustard shoes and stuff like that.
Boston Sports Tonight finished third in a tie with Quick Slants.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a three-way tie between Early Edition Charlie Moore Outdoors.
Oh.
That's what happens when you lose Tangway. You know,
Mad Fish.
All of a sudden, Early Edition's down there with the fishing shows and Behind the Bee. That, which is still a thing.
It is.
Good for them. It's a decent show when you see it.
I remember when it first came out, it was awesome.
It's just they've been doing it for a long time.
Still running it, yeah.
I got to imagine that's a lot of production.
I don't see reruns of Golfing the World on
here. I don't see that.
Oh, you and Franklin.
Favorite local pre- or post-game show, Patriots fifth quarter with 25% of the vote. Zoe's a part of that.
Thank you.
First place finish for Zoe there. Extra Innings Live for Nesson. Mm-hmm. Patriots All Access on BZTV. I believe you're a part of that too, Zoe.
Thank you.
Sox game day, Celtics pregame, Bruins overtime live.
All tied. All tied at 8%.
Here we go. 2020 favorite local radio sports personality, unaided write-in.
We're sports show radio hosts.
There was a
that eliminates confusion. Right there.
There was a four-way tie for fourth place. Excuse me, fifth place. Four-way tie for fifth. With Big Jim Murray, Christian Fourier.
Sixth place.
For fourth place. Excuse me, fifth place. Four-way tie for fifth. With Big Jim Murray, Christian Fourier.
Sixth place.
Greg Hill, Rich Schertenlieb. There was a two-way tie for fourth place. With Lou Maloney and right. Tony Maz. Yes, thank you. I had it right. Thank you. It's okay.
You did. That's like golf math there. That's good.
Maloney and Maz had 8% of the vote each. Finishing third, yours truly.
Nice job.
I finished with 14% of the vote.
That's a good number.
Zoe?
I like this number.
You edged me, and you did it with an appropriate number.
16.
Scott Zolak with 16% of the vote.
Rigged.
And Mike Felger, finishing first once again, continues his run at the top.
Love him or hate him.
With
you watch
20%
him.
Of the vote.
Bang.
I'd say we represented well here.
Yeah. I think it does well.
You and I had more combined votes than Felger and Maz.
Oh, we should.
Just look at it like that.
Oh, yeah. 28% for them, 30% for you.
Because you think favorite.
Thank you very much. However,
it is a combo show.
However, they do ask the question directly, what is your favorite local radio sports show? And we did not finish first. We finished second to Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz with 26% of the vote. We got 20% of the vote. And for that, we are thankful.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hitting us on the app. Love the app.
Tap that app.
Toucher and Rich third with 14%.
1, 2, 3.
Bang, bang, 1, 2, 3, and that's where we'll stop that list. We're good with that. What else is there to talk about? Chad Finn got best favorite local sports writer. Dan Shaughnessy was right behind him, 16% to 15%. Greg Bedard did well. Mike Reese finished had a fifth place finish this year.
That's
tied right. with Alex Spear. Podcasts, Bankroll Boys showed
you
up.
You skipped
on the
right over fourth place on the sports writer.
Karen.
There you go.
Karen Gregan.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Bankroll Boys showed up on the podcast list this year.
Oh, the angry guys.
Yeah, Tommy Curran, John Corrales.
We'll have to send that to RJ for the end of the
Kirk
week.
Kirk Minahan was fourth. And then the Bankroll Boys, over-under with the Bankroll Boys, the fourth, tied for fourth. Favorite local sports podcast. There you go. So I think I hit all that. Did I get all that? Did I get all the media stuff that we were looking for?
You
who
got
does,
it.
Who does Celtics one?
Oh, we left one out. We left one small one out.
What's that?
Favorite play-by-play announcer or color analyst on the radio.
Is this write-in?
Unaided write-in.
Unaided write-in.
Unaided write-in.
Unaided write-in. This surprises me.
And let's just say this. It's a Sports Hub sweep. Finishing fifth, Bob Soucy with 6%. Bob Beers, fourth with 8%. Sean Grandy, third with 10%. Cedric Maxwell, always a fan favorite.
And
finished
number
second.
Number one, Brad Feldman of the New England Revolution. I did not see that one coming.
A bit jackass here. This is a runaway.
Number one in a runaway. It is a runaway.
It's a runaway.
Scott Zolak with 29% of the vote.
Love y'all.
As the favorite local play-by-play announcer or color analyst. Zoe smashing the competition.
Very nice of
the first place win. Congrats, Zoe.
Thank you. Very nice.
You know what they're gonna you know they're gonna send you a little trophy for that, I think.
I got a Globie. I got a Globie.
This is
a big award.
But that's something else.
Yeah.
It's different.
I haven't gotten any.
This is the Channel Media Market Research New England Sports Survey.
I need to make sure you send it with something to hang it. I need to hang it.
Hang it in the boudoir next to the jerseys there in the
wall behind me. Yeah. If I did have to go remote. Ever.
Yeah.
So we've been hitting the survey all day. You want to learn more about Channel Market Research? It's channelmarketresearch.com. They're a
Channel
local.
Media
yes.
And Market Research New England Sports Survey.
And honestly, we are like just scratching the surface on this survey. There's so much in here. How many pages are in this document? Wish I could tell you. Off the top of my head. Maybe I'll hold on. I can tell you right now. There's a total of 100 pages in the survey.
Good.
100 pages of results.
What was the number of respondents for this? Did you read?
Yeah, 15,898.
Wow.
Just under 16,000 people were surveyed. And again, to be included, you had to complete the entire survey. And there's a million questions that they asked. Very in-depth. If you did not finish or complete the survey, they ditched your response. So you couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
You couldn't only go in and vote for president. You had to go and fill out the whole ballot is what you had to do.
It's a lot of work. A lot of work.
You had to circle all the bubbles. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls coming up. And fake promos coming up at the end of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Love those.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fake promos today.
I was excited for them because that's why I like them.
I meant to say today's takeaways, not fake promos. Fake promos are on Fridays.
What do we do? Something special today? Like, what do we like? Look at pictures of toenails.
What are you watching over there?
This is the worst toenail picture I found on the internet. I'm just trying to cross up Tom.
Why were you trying to find the worst toenail picture on the internet?
He gets mad at me. Look how mad he gets.
Zoe sent us multiple videos last night that I responded.
That's how bad the Monday night game was.
I know where you're getting those videos, and you need to stop going to that website. That place is vile. The whole thing is
oh,
evil.
God.
Here's...
Look at it.
The videos. First of all, you sent a photo of some sort of deformed hand that had seven fingers. No, sorry, eight fingers.
It was real. They got the x-ray and everything.
From where?
Just websites.
I don't believe
I know what
you.
Website you're going to. It's weird that you still go there. I didn't even know that thing still existed.
It doesn't. You're not the one you're thinking of.
Or Rotten?
Yes.
It doesn't. No.
It doesn't?
That one's got the cutoff heads and everything. Guys,
he sent that, and I just responded, no. And then you sent another one, which was titled Pimple Popping Video Blackhead Extraction 2019. And I just said again,
it's 2018 was so good.
You know what's amazing to me?
This is
what's amazing to me about those videos, that people let them get to that point where you need somebody to come in with some sort of a scalpel or a pick to dig that hard core out, because that never got itchy or that
not necessarily a pimple that you're sending us. They're sort of a cyst under the skin that, you know.
Probably should have like went in maybe like 3 weeks earlier or maybe 3 years earlier. Get that thing looked at or lanced. Things got to get hot and itchy.
How do you know you had one?
There's this lump there. No.
Well, what the hell do you know about this?
Have you ever had a pimple? It hurts, it gets sore.
I've not had anything in these videos.
You've never felt a pimple coming on or like in your nose, like in the corner of your nose where it's the
again,
worst,
you're calling,
or the ear. Oh,
I think it's
God.
Something different than what you actually think it is. Like this is like something.
These are ingrown hair infestations.
These are like things that require going to see, you know, the pimple popper doctor there. What's her name? Like, you see, have you seen the show? You watch it all the time. How deep that stuff is that they have to cut into you?
Oh, they got like a horn growing out of their
head. That's not something you could deal with in the bathroom mirror, so.
I'd be scratching and picking that thing off, chipping away at it. You got probably one of you got a new house. You got them sanders. Belt sanders.
No. 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 Why? What I don't understand is your obsession with watching these things.
I see how long. I see. Try to see how much I could take, just to test. Yeah.
You know? Oh, and have you ever turned away?
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
No. Yeah. When they get the finger and they start just really getting the cord, and you got to dig it out, and then they stitch it up. Oh, it's terrible. Gross. That's gross.
Yeah, he's been watching it for like an hour.
This guy
trying to throw T-Bone off. That's the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm numb to it now.
He's numb to it.
Brandon's in Boston. Brandon,
what up, B?
Hey guys, doing. Thanks for taking my phone call. If I could be really quick about the starting five and why Westbrook makes sense. So my starting five will be Westbrook, Zach LaVine, Tatum, Brandon Clark, and Serge Ibaka. That starting five right there alone is a 90-plus point game.
Who's your coach?
So you should definitely go off and get those players. But Westbrook makes sense for the Celtics because he's an instant spark plug for the offense. His postseason numbers is 26 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. You got the Where's Waldo show with Kemba Walker, and that hurt us pretty bad. So when people say Westbrook can't work well with the young guys, that's a lie because he's with the rebuild process when Durant left, and he actually made them better. I think if you're going to go get anybody, Westbrook makes sense than Harden.
Who's your coach? What offense you running?
What offense?
Yeah, is it going to work well with Brad and his desires and, you know, the way he wants the program to go?
What offense would you run? I mean, I'm not too sure. I mean, I know he'll make sense for the team, though. He'll put people in position to score, and you'll instantly get to the playoffs and make some noise. But
like, I picture a guy standing with his arms crossed. Yeah, not really having much input, like a Tyronn Lue or, you know. See, that's the thing. Like, this nice young team you have, this Beetle and I keep referring, nice team you got there. You need that coach to get them. Hey, get in here. Time out. Let's go. Let's draw something up here on the whiteboard. Yeah.
Any news on Gordon Hayward yet there, B-Rob?
How many hours he got? He only has 4 hours.
3.5 hours to go.
3.5.
No news yet.
No news.
All right.
What's his wife's name, Penelope?
We do this every time. It's very rude.
Persephone?
What is her name?
Robin.
It's Murray. Murray called her Penelope.
Robin.
I knew
it was something like Swanson. Samson.
What do you think she's going to decide for him?
Percola.
Perketta?
Periwinkle. Robin. Periwinkle. Yes, I knew it.
Robin. Do you have the audio of her yelling at him to get off the video game?
Can I play one more game?
Please.
No.
I thought I told you to stop playing that.
Buddy's in Quincy. He's up next.
Hey. Hey, guys, you know me from the old Burger King controversy.
Yeah, old BCN guy, right, buddy?
That's old BCN guy.
Yeah.
So howdy, I said hi. And,
I'm here.
But anyways, this is my comment. Let's see what you guys go with.
Okay.
I was listening to your ratings as I was driving to my restaurant, which I'm at now in Holbrook, Martin's restaurant. And I was saying, where is Karen Garugian? Well, you guys then said Karen. She plays fourth. Okay?
Yeah.
And my opinion is Karen Garugian is the best X and O's football writer in New England. That's my comment.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Very good.
I like her very much.
I like Karen Garugian.
I like Karen a lot.
Who's this Garugian girl?
Well, listen. He just doesn't have the pronunciation. It's okay.
Just kidding. Yeah.
All good.
Karen's good at what she does.
Very good.
Very, very good.
Longest tenured on the beat. Who's? Maybe.
I almost broke her arm in that media game.
Think so.
I told her don't run the in cut.
It's like her and Tommy Curry have been around the longest, right?
I got to put it in a hole there.
How long has McBride been doing it?
Not
as long as him.
Not long.
He's been at it a while now. He's bounced around, though. But, yeah, Karen's there. Karen's there one of the longest
tenured. He was an editor before, right? So I think he sort of made a transition into that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
I'm surprised Reese only in at like 5%.
Yeah, you know, you thought he'd rank a little higher in there.
That dude is like just a salt of the earth, down the middle, just hardcore facts, man. Not opinionated. Gives you the report.
There is a tweet to us, by the way, about stuff not included in the survey.
Like
top moments in Zoe and Bertrand, one of which I do not think was a Zoe and Bertrand moment, at least that I can remember. Number one, the battery challenge. This is according to Sharknado Alert.
Okay.
Number two, Zoe falling out of his chair.
That was a...
To which I would say, which time?
This list already is off.
I think
this list already doesn't make sense.
The one where I got shocked was a good one. I thought the Yeti throw at the old place.
The Yeti throw should be top five.
Getting shocked by the headphone jack.
That headphone jack right there. That one. I grabbed it.
We weren't even in this studio.
Yeah, we were.
No, we were not. We were in our old studio.
One right here.
That's the chair you fell out of.
You're imagining.
I can't remember which.
So you were to the left of me right here, but we were not in the studio. We were in the old place where you got shocked.
You went there the time I put the saran wrap on a toilet in the old place.
I don't remember that.
Sales guy, I forget his name. Who's the one that got busted? Like, the hooker? And...
Oh. Orgasm blow?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. He had all that perfume or musk.
The almost mayonnaise challenge? Is that the McCone thing?
Oh, God. When I watched McCone try and spoon down three.
It's a pretty good one. Marty wasn't here for that.
I wasn't here, so not included. Little. Snubbing John Henry on the air.
How do we do that?
How do we ever snub John Henry?
What? What are you talking about?
Radio Row antics. That's kind of a catch-all.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a bad year for snacks down here.
Battery challenge. Battery challenge was decent.
I didn't realize how it could have killed Hardy. Like, we never really thought that
out. We did not think it through.
I don't think Hardy realized it could have killed Hardy.
No, where I was trying to throw the battery, it went about 12 yards to the left, where closer to where Hardy was standing.
Right.
That thing would have left a mark.
Oh, it would have turned me off like a switch. Hit me in the temple. That's it. All done. Do you remember what happened to Hardy? Yeah, he got killed. Zoe was standing up on the concourse at Gillette Stadium, and they sent Hardy down into the practice field to measure the distance of the throw, and it was a 9-volt battery. It hit him in the side of the head.
It was four taped together C batteries.
That's right. Gaffer's tape.
Josh taped them together, I think.
Yeah.
We had
Why did we do that?
Because
you said you could throw them through the goalpost.
I said, I could easily.
I don't even know how the hell that really did.
You guys are all like, oh, you're full of it. And I'm like, oh, no. Just let's do it one day. Then we can.
No, I'll tell you what. I remember. Capella was on the field with the wireless mic and his batteries were dying.
Oh, on a second.
And he said, oh, how about I throw him down to him? And we're like, what? You couldn't reach him from here with the batteries? And you're like, oh, yeah, I could. I could throw him right through those goalposts over there. You're talking about Uncle Rico.
Back in 82?
Right in them mountains. That's what he did. And then we waited for practice to end and for the field to clear out at training camp. No one was out there. Hardy went down.
Man,
and
we
then
sent Wacko down
like
there.
3 hours later, you proved that you could have thrown the batteries to Capello if needed.
Right.
That's why.
It may hit a player, but I still could have made it down there.
Or player's family.
Imagine getting...
Child.
Yeah.
Imagine having your helmet on and getting hit on the top of the crown of the helmet.
Aaron Sulkin or something.
Right in the mouth. What happened?
I hope they have dental as part of their benefits package with the New England Patriots.
How is the packages dental down there, Hardy? You remember. You're
I hope dental's a good one.
You get any cool perks working down there?
Headlines.
Benefits.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
T-Bone, have I forgotten anything today? Take a look at the notes. Have we skipped anything? Is there anything left in the stack, to borrow a TNR phrase?
Matt, you know, the Derby at the beginning of May, around Mother's Day. That's always a thing, the Saturday before Mother's Day, it seemed.
Hardy, but this is not like an incremental little dip. I mean, this is 51% from a year ago.
Look at the NBA.
Yeah, when Tiger Woods was winning the Masters.
Okay.
Yeah, the 10 on a par 3
didn't help him. How about being down 57% from 2018 when Tiger didn't win the Masters?
Yeah, it's a Masters Sunday ritual. It's springtime. It's all this stuff people are used to. It just, look, I watched it this.
Let me clarify. I didn't mean that it had anything to do with the golf. I'm talking about time of year. This just doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit.
It doesn't feel like golf. It feels like Thanksgiving.
And I watched.
I don't think it had anything to do with the golf. I think it had everything to do with it wasn't when it was supposed to happen.
And it's not the same. Look, you what?
Right.
Without the, excuse me, I almost said fans.
Fans.
Without the patrons at Augusta, they do not like use the word fans.
You serious?
Oh, yeah. You can't say crowds. Patrons. You can't say fans. Patrons. Without the patrons there. It lacked something from an entertainment standpoint. It just did.
That low murmur, that roar. Yeah.
A lot of stuff does. It's.
There was something cool about a guy pausing on a tee because somebody just birdied the previous hole and you could just see the leaderboard creeping up on him.
Because you hear the roar from two fairways over because somebody just made eagle. I mean, it's stuff like that. It's cool. It's fun to watch. It's not as fun. It's just not as fun.
How about Tiger, though? Having the mental fortitude after he gets the 10 on a par 3 to come back and birdie 2 of the next 3 holes. I think he birdied 3 of the next 4.
Oh, no. He finished real, real strong. And we didn't talk about it hardly at all. But it was a bit of a clinic by Dustin Johnson all week. And,
ran away with it, right?
If Tiger decided he just wanted to pack it in and wasn't really interested in playing golf after that, who's really going to blame him? But instead, he goes birdie on 13. He made par on 14. Finished with 4 straight birdies. I mean, making a birdie in 15, 16, not easy.
Those aren't easy.
17, 18, not easy the way it was playing that. I mean, you give him credit for hanging in there and finishing. I think he's got too much respect for the game in that tournament to just kind of, blow it off and not try and play well down the stretch.
Pretty impressive.
It was good. But not good enough for people to watch. I watched a ton of it. I didn't.
It's hard when they go up on a football Sunday.
I wasn't feeling it. Yeah, and knowing that you had games to watch later. Also, for me, knowing I was going to have to go to work.
Had to work later.
And I was going to be at work until 1:30 in the morning. Yep. It's like,
it's a drag. It's a drag to force yourself to watch.
It's just not as good. Not as good.
That was one thing. Masters rating. How about this? Michael Hurley. CBS Boston Sports.
Hurley Bird.
How would you describe his outlook on the Patriots, generally speaking?
I'd say it's quite positive.
Right? Very rosy. Always a rosy view of the New England Patriots.
Very negative writer.
Yeah. Not right now. Michael Hurley. On the Patriots playoff front, I just took a quick look at the schedules of the teams ahead of them. It's kind of hard to envision 3 of the 5 6-3 teams losing at least 3 of their remaining games to finish 10-6. He does not see a path.
10-6 seems like a stretch. 10-6.
Hurley Bird sees no path for the Patriots.
It wasn't that long ago. Again, I want to remind myself, like Tennessee, so Mariota starts the year last year for them, plays horribly. Weren't they 2-5? Tennessee may have been 2-5 to start the year when they went to Tannehill. Then they caught fire. And that's a team that went on a run, was playing some of their best football, learned to run the football, had an identity, obviously with Henry. And Tannehill made plays when he had to. But, I mean, I don't want to count them out. 10-6 seems like a real stretch. Yeah.
But it's not just about getting to 10-6. It's about having those other teams ahead of them that then lose 3 games. Hurley doesn't see it. He's out. How do you feel about the Patriots being underdogs at Houston?
They're favorites now.
It's moved?
It flipped 4 points in one day.
5-point swing. They're 2.5-point
swing.
Favorites.
Well,
that feels
people woke up.
That feels
started
like,
looking
well,
at
hold
the
on.
Tape.
That feels like they got the line wrong.
They got the line wrong.
It was like they blew it.
The problem was I wasn't even out of the booth after wrapping it up to throw it to the two Murrays, and they were already a 2.5-point dog to the Texans Sunday night. And phone was blowing up. People on Twitter. I got buddies that locked in. They got that number, so they got it early. Good for them. Now they're favored. Patriots are favored now. People looked at it. Oh, Actually, if they protect the ball there. Now, hey, you've won some big Super Bowls down there. Yeah, you played well in some of the biggest games, but for regular season, it's been a little bit of a house of horrors down there, you know, going back to last year and stuff. So,
Justin and Lynn up next here on the show. What's up, Justin?
Hey, I was just saying, did you guys know the numbers on the online and the app? Because as soon as Football Sunday came on, I switched over to the games, don't get me wrong, but I was still watching the Masters on my laptop and on my iPad because they had that cool tracking system. Just wondering what you guys thought. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's a good question.
Hardy brought it up last week.
Online viewing does typically get accounted for now. I don't know specifically about the Masters website, which, Hardy, you talked about.
The Masters website and the Masters app is the best online delivery of any sport. It's unbelievable.
You said you could pick your four favorite golfers and it would put them in a foursome and you could follow them around the course.
Well, they would just show you coverage on that one channel of your favorites. And you did. I don't know if it had to be four or not, but that's what I had just based on the four guys I had in the pool. And that follow it that way. You can follow Amen Corner.
That'd be awesome.
Follow holes 15 and 16. But all the stuff that I was doing on Sunday with the, you know, kids had games and stuff out there. I just, you know what I did, Beetle? Put on the old Bose Bluetooth sunglasses.
Attaboy.
And either, you know, sometimes the mask causes your sunglasses, but you can prop them up on your hat there. Listen, right, to the app. I just keep it in my pocket.
What is that technology they have?
Pull it out every
Bluetooth.
Once in a while. And just watch whatever, you know, I would hear going on the course. Just, there you go. Just, you know, just enough to stay on top of things. I don't know if that factors into the ratings. I don't think
So
something about the Masters tells me they don't care all that much. When you've got that type of money to throw at an app that you can get for free, you know, they pass the hat at the next membership meeting. Just ask Warren Buffett or Bill Gates to cough up a few extra bucks because they want to improve the app even more.
Is anyone going to not buy their ads on the Masters broadcast next year?
They don't even sell that many.
Right.
Still, I mean, it was still real limited coverage.
The Masters.
Or still limited commercial breaks.
Yahoo Sports writes that the Masters site talks about how you can basically create your own broadcast. It says it's worth noting, and it may not have made a significant dent in the broadcast numbers, but the possibility is there for the future. That sort of their transmission methods change a little bit.
Yeah. It wasn't Sunday, it was Saturday. But from Saturday, when I could have very easily been home watching, if I just said, nope, I'm not doing these games, I'm not going to... No, of course I'm going to go to my kids' games. But from 10 a.m. until, I don't know, 2:30, I was all on the app.
Wait, of course you're going to go to the kids' games unless, like, Molinari was at the top of the leaderboard.
I may have just run over to Prop Swap a couple of times and maybe tried to pulse that ticket. I did try and sell it. Nobody wanted it. Can you imagine?
Oh, you do. Sometimes you got to take a shot.
Well, you missed the cut. Value, not there. Nobody wanted to take that off my hands.
Also, being early on Sunday, how about that? West Coast started at what time? 10 a.m. East Coast?
Started 7 early here.
7 a.m. out there.
Dagger talked about having to get up at like 3:30 a.m. just to get his body ready.
The leaders teed off at 6:35 a.m. West
doesn't
Coast
help.
Time.
That doesn't help, and it didn't go
on
late on Sunday
morning. No.
Final round was not late as it typically is.
No.
Losing viewers. Well, you know, Augusta, they don't care about the left coast.
Think about that. Your West Coast, you sleep in, you're hungover, you went out, or you drank at the house. You might sleep in past the final group. Not good.
Let's get to today's takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sweet. All right. Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I was very excited to see my man Beetle who started dropping the weight and improve his health with Awaken 180. Make your own 180 at Awaken 180 locations or go online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Let's get to the takeaways. It is this, a call from Laura today. Very,
very nice call.
Very, very upbeat. Very nice to all of us.
you waved to me yesterday, and I think you're looking so good right now. Like, no, it's hot. Like, you have a good look going on. And, Beto, you look good, too.
Oh, thank you, Lou.
He's down 40. How many pounds?
42. What's that?
42 pounds, Beto's down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hot. So you're doing the...
Hello? Put that in the spot.
Hello? What do you think of Hardy? What do you think of Hardy?
You're doing the 180?
Yeah. What do you think of Hardy?
I love Hardy. Hardy's my favorite, quite honestly.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Lucky guy.
I love great call.
He can be really insufferable, though.
Great call.
He's been cranky lately.
I know.
Yeah.
Love you all.
Hardy, you look good, too. You down a couple pounds?
Couple pounds.
Yeah, I think so. Whatever.
Hardy never needed to lose weight.
Oh, bless your heart. Why don't you send us some photos of you?
Party's
some casual wear, a couple of different outfits. Couple of different outfits, that's all.
Send him over to T-Bone.
T-Bone will send you some photos back. Here, let me give you T-Bone's
cell phone
number.
Can you believe T-Bone doesn't have a girlfriend? Put the camera on T-Bone.
I don't like his heart today. His hat today, though.
You don't like my hat today.
Yeah, you look like an 8-year-old.
It's sort of a burnt.
You don't have a girlfriend? Because I don't have a boyfriend, so that's kind of hot, too.
I don't have a girlfriend. I just have a wife who would get really mad if she heard me say anything about it.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my.
What do you think, T-Bone?
Sounds a little older for him.
T-Bone.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's
take his temperature right now. T-Bone, are you hot to trot or not?
Where does it land, Hardy?
Didn't see it.
Do you have a pulse?
You a goer? You good to go?
Well, no, you asked him yesterday, what's the youngest
age? Look at you motorboat
date? Didn't you say that? You said maybe his minimum age was like 25?
He said,
what's his maximum age?
No, he said older high school, like 19, senior year, held back a couple of times.
Are you like Stifler?
You didn't say that, Hardy. But what's the max?
Yeah, what's the max age, T-Bone?
What's the limit?
Give us a range to work with.
Come on.
Would you be
willing? I don't know, 65.
That's no!
25 to 65?
That's good. That means you're going to get more opportunities.
Oh,
you really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a keeper.
He's widening the search. That's what he's doing. His only requirement is that you're not on Social Security.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Right?
Afghan. Are you an Afghan laying around?
There you go.
Hey, T-Bone, are you getting any rubber corns? Grandpa's feet, you betcha.
Like those feet you were looking at.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You do look at gross stuff.
I don't know.
Your favorite, Boston's favorite television and favorite radio show. Felger Maz is coming up momentarily.
It sure is.
I hope they go over the survey results.
I'm
today.
Sure they will. We'll take a peek at it.
Really?
Yeah, really. I do.
You may want to tune in. Maz has a new prop. For the show.
Saw that.
Looks pretty.
I tried it on.
Looks real pretty.
It did.
Yeah.
I think it would fit your head, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should give it a try. Give it a go.
Was the Tool Bags podcast eligible for favorite sports podcast in the New England sports survey? Probably not.
Probably not. It's not even though, sports specific.
I mean, it was a couple of, guys who work at a sports station, but, it's a home improvement podcast, so probably not. That would explain its
absence.
Thank you.
More Path Talk next. I think Big Boy's in, right? Big Boy Tuesday?
How come the golf show didn't end up on any of those lists? Golf show? No?
How's Charlie Moore be?
Rigged. Rigged election, that's why.
Rich said it's rigged.
I don't know, so 16,000 people answering questions. Seems like a good sample.
All right, peeps.
All right, we're back tomorrow with Breer. Bill Belichick. What else? Anything, T-Bone? I missed anything? Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. Bye, Zo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on Tuesday, November... I don't have it. What is it? 16th?
17th.
Tuesday, November 17th, here from our Townford Tire Studios in Dorchester. As I said, it's a Tuesday during the football season. You know what that means, Maz?
Big boy.
It's the big boy himself, Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal, joining us via Zoom. Greg, are you there? Come in.
I am here.
Look
Hello.
At that.
How you doing, big fella?
You actually sound pretty good, too.
Yeah, actually don't sound horrible. That's good.
That's good.
It's an upgrade. So we're going to talk football with Greg Bedard over the next 2 hours, folks. You want to chime in? By all means, chime in. The Hounds will be released at 617-779-0985 in a few minutes. We'll keep you updated on any Celtics developments if they occur in the next 2 hours, and we'll get to that at 4 o'clock with your phones. But updates as necessary. Maz, what are you already smirking about?
Greg, if we can, zoom out just a shade because your head fills the whole square. You look like you're going to pop.
Will do, Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.